Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network, and pleased to have with us today is the general manager of Intelligent Ag, Joe Heilman, is with us. Joe, how are you today?
Doing great, Jesse. How are you?
I am fantastic, Joe. I appreciate you joining us here today on the American Ag Network to talk about Intelligent Ag, really exciting stuff that you have going on with the company. And I think just to start, why don't you tell us a little bit about Intelligent Ag and how the company got started, Joe?
Yeah, if you're not familiar with us, we got our start in 2011 up in Fargo, North Dakota, and we really wanted to start a business around how can we help growers get more out of their equipment. You know, a lot of times why a farmer or grower, farm operator wants to upgrade their equipment is to get access to new technologies that help save them money, do a better job in the field, maybe they get some more information about their operation, that kind of thing. So we're trying to provide technologies that maybe you don't necessarily have to trade up in equipment. You can tech up your equipment and get the access to new technologies that help get that performance and efficiency without having to buy new iron. And of course, you can put our stuff on new iron as well, but just kind of one of those things to help you extend the life of your equipment, get more use and value out of it since you're spending so much money on it already anyway. Mm-hmm. So we really started with a product called the Recon Wireless Blockage Monitor. That's what started it all for us. We took a look at air seeders and we weren't happy with what we were seeing in terms of how customers could monitor the flow of material through these machines. You know, you're putting all your faith into this air seeder to get that seed and fertilizer into the ground in the spring. And there wasn't a really great way to monitor the flow. So we invented a really interesting way to do it with acoustics. So we basically have stethoscopes that don't have any electronics in the sensor. So we eliminated a lot of the failure points and have a really exciting technology there. So we've built a strong reputation over the last 10 years. And it's been really exciting to see where the company's gone since then.
Well, Joe, have you been able to kind of take what you learned with the company with on-air seeders, take all that information and apply it to other types of equipment as well?
Yeah, so we looked at other dry application types of equipment, and we found that the similar use cases and similar stories we heard of with these large fertilizer spreaders, a lot of times they're called floaters or air spreaders, and you know, these are basically trying to spread product by blowing it through tubes and then to the ground. And that's great. Works really well. It's a very even distribution, but sometimes those tubes can plug up and the operator doesn't always know about it. It is really hard to see some of these product mixes if they're flowing properly or not. And so we put these acoustic sensors, similar style technology that we use on the air seeders. We put these on these floaters. And these are typically operated by co-ops, retailers, custom applicators. So they're seeing tens of thousands of acres of use in a season, and they don't have much time to mess around. And so if they, streak a field because there was a plugged run, and the only time they notice that is after emergence, I mean, you've got a big problem on your hands with that customer that they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So this product helps ensure you're doing the job you intend to do. We call that Recon Spread Sense for those floaters.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of information you guys have on your website as well, intelligentag.com. We have that scrolling across the bottom of the video screen too, and you can see a lot of great videos and pictures there as well. Now, Joe, I know you mentioned that Intelligent Ag, you guys started in 2011, so you're 10 years old here this year. Are you guys doing anything to celebrate the 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, I mean, besides all the internal stuff, we're having a lot of fun with our team internally, but we've got a great team of people, but to kind of say thanks to all of the customers who are celebrating with us this year, you know, we've built such a strong reputation in the industry on this acoustic flow monitoring. It's really emerged as one of the most reliable ways to monitor flow, cost effectively. And so what we've said is it's the best, it lasts the longest, it's the most durable, most reliable. We said, let's do something bold for our 10-year anniversary. And so if you purchase any system that has acoustic sensors in the system this year, you're going to get a 10-year warranty on the acoustic sensors. So that's one of those more peace of mind things. You can make sure, if it wears out or something during the season, after a few years, we'll get you a new one. That's really exciting. Nobody else is doing something like that on these types of sensors. So it's really cool.
Well, that's fantastic stuff. Just amazing stuff you guys are doing, that that 10-year warranty. It just, you know, I would think it definitely gives folks peace of mind. But even then, great products here. And I'm pulling a couple pictures from your website here, Joe, intelligentag.com. And folks can see that here on the video stream. And I know as well, Joe, talking about all the things you guys have with Intelligent Ag, I noticed another product line you have is called Engage. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we've started this recon line. What recon means is, you know, performing reconnaissance. So it's helping you gather more intelligence on how your machine is operating, but it doesn't really take action. You have to take the action to do something. So really the next step after we monitor flow is how can we control the flow and help you make your machine more efficient? And so we saw a huge opportunity with these John Deere air seeder, John Deere 1910 air carts. There's a ton of them out there. And we said, can we put a device underneath that meter to add section control after the fact, you know, on these, you know, older air carts or even the brand new ones we can put them on too. And so what that does is it adds section control without you having to buy that brand new cart again. And we think that's really important in the industry. These tanks, they work pretty good. I mean, the meters last, you can upgrade them with stainless steel meters. They'll last even longer. You put a section control device in there, and now you can save, you know, our average customer savings is around 8% on their acreage. And we've seen up to 20 to 25%, depending on what kind of field types you have. If you have center pivot irrigations or a lot of cut up land with potholes and sloughs and streams going through it and stuff, you've got all kinds of different weird shapes going on. This helps cut that toolbar up into smaller pieces so you don't have the impacts of that overlap. We also do the same thing with these Terragator floaters. So now instead of just two sections on this big 70-foot boom, we can cut that up into smaller pieces so that there's less overlap in those as well.
Well, and tell me a little bit, why is section control important to our producers? Why is that such a big deal?
Well, I think as we've seen machinery get bigger and bigger in the field, we've seen this problem emerge where now if you have a 60 or 80 or even sometimes 100-foot wide implements trying to go through the field, you're just going to naturally have more and more overlap. And as you overlap, you know, you wouldn't think it would be such a problem, but if you're double dosing the rate of fertilizer, for example, you're increasing the salt content in that soil, it actually may not produce at all if it's too much fertilizer over a certain number of years. And so you have just the problems of over-fertilizing. If you overseed, you can have more competition, you can have more disease pressure in those areas, which may then permeate to other parts in the field. You may have crop lodging because it's too thick in the fall. So, it, you know, kind of things ripen at different times and you might have harvesting challenges. So there's a lot of reasons why you want to minimize overlap, and these types of products help do that. Besides that, you save money because you're not putting seed and fertilizer in the same spot two or three times. Why would you want to do that? The technology is there to not do that. And our Engage zone control for the air seeders and Engage spread control for the floaters helps do that.
Well, Joe, great stuff. And again, folks can learn more at intelligentag.com. That is your website. Got a lot of great information there and ways to contact you as well. And any other final thoughts you want to share with us today talking about Intelligent Ag and all your great products, Joe?
No, I just want to say thanks to all the customers. You know, it's been our 10-year anniversary. We've got customers all around the continent here and around the world. Just thanks to you guys for hanging in there with us and helping us grow. You know, we hope the commodity prices stick around this year so that you guys can get some reward for some of the hard work you're doing. And we know that if you guys are doing well, we're going to do well too. So thank you so much for everything you've helped to contribute to our growth. And I hope you guys have a great season.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Joe. And I love your guys' saying, sound technology for smarter farming. It's great stuff. IntelligentAg.com. That is IntelligentAg.com. You can learn more about their great products and contact them as well to learn more. And Joe Heilman with Intelligent Ag, thank you for joining us today here on the American Ag Network. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.